Blog Talk Radio.
With my sidekick friend,
are you speaking of the host of this here show?
And the guy talking right now, that's Clark Lawrence and Clark Ronald Lawrence.
I think you're talking about the host of this show. This part of this. You guys are live at the Sports Attic this Monday night. Wow.
So I was walking downstairs the other day, and out back sitting on the bench by the garage was an air horn.
No. Why?
You know, the can thing. I don't.
Am I even on? I don't even think I'm on. Hello? Oh, there. Hey, are you on?
Yeah, I'm on.
So there was an air horn, like, on your property? Like, in the back on the property here?
Correct.
And what did you do with it?
What did I do with it? I looked
yeah.
at it. I go, why,
okay.
I wonder why this is here.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
And then I moved on.
Cool.
You know, you can't blow somebody else's air horn.
Why?
Well, number one, they're probably going to hear it and know, so you can't just kind of like sneak a blow on it.
But what if you did that hoping that – what if they lost it and they accidentally – it ended up two doors down from where they needed it?
There's only
then
so many –
then you blow it and they'd know to come get it. Like,
but I think there's only so many
service.
Horns in there.
What do you mean?
Well, it eventually runs out of the gas.
Right, but doing one – if I had lost my air horn – I would definitely be happy that somebody blew it once so I knew where it was. Because one out of the, like, 200 or whatever, an air, how many blows does an air horn have?
When we do the back deck patio broadcast of this show,
yeah,
we're going to run an experiment.
Okay.
We're going to have you go into the kitchen and listen to the radio.
All right.
And I'm going to go into a random neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
And I'm going to blow the air horn.
Okay.
And you're going to have to guess where it came from.
All right.
You're not going to be able to.
Why?
Because the sound is fleeting, man. Like time.
Okay.
It's like life.
But I don't know.
It's like Josh Gordon's career.
Josh Gordon, in and he's out.
Back
he's
again.
He's back. He's suspended for a little while.
Antonio Brown's wearing helmets. He's not wearing helmets.
I've seen the first two episodes of Hard Knocks.
It's a Hard Knocks life.
They finally touched on the helmet thing a little bit. I'm wondering. I think it's on again tonight. The Oakland Raiders, of course. John Gruden swears. You might remember Last Chance U. Ollie, the guy from there. Ollie.
Yeah.
Kind of the bigger fella that had to roll from end zone to end zone on Last Chance U first season. It's kind of hard to remember exactly that.
I don't know.
But he's there in training camp with the Oakland Raiders.
Was
which
there.
I didn't catch that news.
Mm. I don't know.
Sorry, I'm watching Hard Knocks. I was trying. I didn't want any spoilers.
Well, this is real football, Clark. It's real time.
Well, hang on a minute. I didn't want spoilers on this.
What?
Because I'm watching.
You told me you don't mind spoilers.
I don't think he got cut.
All right. I don't know. I'm not watching
Hard
it
Knocks.
Either.
Or maybe he did. I had to walk out of the room for a little bit.
So
I don't
who's
think,
at fault here, really?
I don't think he's cut on it. You're at fault. Don't give me spoilers.
So you watch the episode.
Now.
And you miss the part. And therefore, I'm at fault?
I don't think I missed the part, though. I don't think it's happened yet on the show.
I don't know. I haven't watched the show.
I know. And I'm telling you that I don't believe it has happened yet, and I think you just spoiled it. What next? Like, Bruce Willis was dead the whole time?
Yeah, that reference is like 92.
It was all about playing catch with his dad in the middle of a cornfield in Iowa at the end?
So John Travolta's coming to Wizard World.
Oh, that's amazing.
Four nights.
He's bald now.
Yeah, he's bald.
Are you gonna go get your picture taken with him?
Well, it's $130.
For a picture with John Travolta.
For a picture with John Travolta. But something tells me you're never gonna have another chance to get a picture with John Travolta.
Are you allowed to dress as him from a movie.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about maybe doing the Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
The shirt with the slugs. Here's the deal.
Like the stuff they had to put on after they did the killing?
Yeah, after the
kill. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, come on, Clark.
Jeez.
People haven't seen it. So I thought about it, but then I was like, in order to get the shirt here by Friday, it would be $50 because you have to pay the $20 advance shipping. Then you got to spend $130 to do the meet and greet. And then I think it's $30 to get in the door.
Where are we at here? Where does your math get you?
We're over $200. Okay. And they're like, right. I can't spend that on John Travolta.
But could you spend it on having that picture?
The picture would be great. I mean, that's a classic right there. That tops Burt Reynolds.
What's John Travolta going to wear to this?
I don't know. Something John Travolta
like
would
a T-shirt?
I think he's
like
kind of a dress coat guy.
He'll wear a dress coat?
I mean, fucking, what's his name? Excuse the language. The guy with the...
He's cursing tonight.
The guy who died, Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that guy had on, like, he had like a pocket handkerchief in there.
Wasn't he wearing a white cowboy hat?
He had like a fresh... I was in the cowboy hat. It was a foam cowboy hat. He had like a fresh rose in his coat.
How much balls does it take to wait in line with the big ass foam cowboy hat that Norm MacDonald wore playing Burt Reynolds on Celebrity Jeopardy? You had that in your hand the whole time while you're waiting in line. Like,
I probably was wearing it.
Did he spot you coming up like 15 people in and just went?
Oh yeah.
And just goes.
No, it doesn't work like that. They're in their own little private area.
Oh, okay.
You go in, nobody sees you take your picture. You're in a little photo booth.
Were you concerned that somebody may come up to you like and be like, "Hey, Mr. Reynolds isn't a fan when people
Yeah, and if one of those 60-year-old men would have, I would have knocked them on their ass.
Oh, they were 60-year-old men.
Yeah, I was the youngest guy by far.
No, but like if just somebody who worked there, like security or something, came up to you and goes, "Hey, Mr. Reynolds hasn't seen you, but he is not a fan of this. You're going to want to leave that outside the curtain."
I would have been like, "I want my money back."
Damn right. Would you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll wear whatever the hell I want when I'm meeting these people.
You look great. So, that's too much money to spend on John Travolta.
Shit.
Am I wrong?
I'd meet John Travolta with either A, the shirt, the San Diego slugs or whatever the hell it is, the Havana slugs he's wearing in the Pulp Fiction movie.
Yeah.
Or I'd wear like a White Claw t-shirt.
Oh.
One of the two.
Okay.
You know.
Do you have a White Claw t-shirt?
I don't. So it's not happening. I'm not going to meet John Travolta.
I mean, I bet there's somebody out there listening that has a White Claw t-shirt that they got as a giveaway at a bar or some shit, right? Like,
well, those things are gold happens. Right now, man.
The t-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that product's so hot.
You're high-fiving anybody you see in a White Claw t-shirt.
I had a party at my house, where I believe that 50% of the people were drinking some type of alcohol soda water.
Yeah, well, good job, sir.
White Claw or Truly or Bon and Viv's. It was all around.
I had the Corona one.
Oh.
It's very good, but it's an extra $100.
Jeez.
It's an extra 100 calories.
Oh, it
which,
is. That's
why it's good.
I prefer my light beers to be extra light.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
The point of the White Claws, it's two carbs.
Yeah.
And it's 100 calories.
Okay.
You could have a couple of those, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, man, I feel good tonight because I went to the best steak sandwich, French fries in the city of Chicago.
I saw that. It's like over in the 6600 block of West Diversey.
Yeah.
Where are we here?
Diversey.
Like you're not quite to Harlem.
No.
You're past Austin?
I think the Brickyard's right there.
Like Austin? Are we around Austin?
There's like a Home Depot.
Oh.
Or Menards.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great. Listen, I've been going there for... He's been there, I think, for 50 years.
Okay.
I've been going there for, I don't know, 20?
I mean, that's not far from my house.
No, you...
It's not far from here. You can't just fall into the place, but...
It was a 20-minute drive.
You went there.
Traffic.
Did you go to that neighborhood specifically to go get the steak sandwich?
I woke up today and I'm like, you know what I could really go for? Because the Cuban restaurant down the street has a really good steak sandwich.
Okay.
The Cuban's got good steak sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, you know, I could go drive 5 minutes, get a pina colada and a steak sandwich, a Cuban steak. But I'm like, or I could go to the best fries in the city and the best hot dog in the city. And it's not just me, Clark. You know, everybody says, oh, you go to this place, you'll get the best French fries. The Chicago Tribune, in an article printed about 2 months ago, named Mr. D's the best fries in the city.
Oh, wow.
Under $5.
Has the Hungry Helm been there?
If he has, his picture isn't anywhere in sight.
Good. They're smart enough to not put it up. That's good.
The old man behind the counter, he kind of looks like the soup Nazi.
Do you think that the Hungry Hound has given out his photograph signed to somebody, and they're like, oh, thank you very much, and they just fucking put in the back?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fucking
They drop
amazing.
It right in the garbage when he leaves.
He does them all. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, I'd like to wish you a happy National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day.
Thank you. One of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Made it over with the girls today. We went over to the local soft serve place, McDonald's, and grabbed a cone and a cup of some soft serve ice cream.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, Dairy Queen's right there.
Huh?
You have a Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen, that'd be about a 3.5 mile walk total, and that's hard to time out with naps, with shit, with
kids,
all kinds of things. Well, I mean, we could drive down
there. Well, yeah, I mean,
cool.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll drive there for a treat, but, you know, we needed steps here. We're up to 12K, 13K now, so.
You know, if those little kids would just get longer legs.
They do need longer legs.
Yeah, it's kind of like, why were you born with such short legs?
They're in the stroller.
They're in a stroller?
Yeah, I'm pushing them.
Well, the one could walk.
Yeah, she walks half the way, but then that gets annoying because she's picking up sticks. She's trying to pick up rocks. She's trying to walk in the street. Hey, stop for the street. Stop for the alley. Every time. Like, it's repetitive, which is good.
She's
got to
learn.
She's learning. We do it. We just walk probably 3/4 of the way with her in the stroller and then 1/4 of the way with her on her feet. See?
We do have a live studio audience here tonight, and they appreciate that.
They agree.
760-454-8834 is the number to call.
Stu, how's New York?
Yeah, we have Lou. We haven't heard from Lou in a while.
Yeah, Stu was Alaska, Anchorage.
Right.
That's right. So, Stu, if you're listening up in Anchorage, we need the weather report, we need the salmon report, and then Lou, we need the Yankees.
We don't know what's going on with the Yanks. 760-454-8834, once again, the number to call. And by the way, somebody posts about the Rigabani steak sandwich.
Rigabani?
Or whatever the place is on the south side.
I don't know.
And they say that's the best steak sandwich in the city. It's not a real steak sandwich. It's breaded.
Have you been there for
I've been there. It's good. It's a workout to eat the thing, but it's breaded.
What do you mean south side? Like where south side? Hyde Parkish?
Ask the lady on the internet. I don't know.
I'll take a look. I'll take a look at it, but... So breaded doesn't count.
I like that you have all this interest to go to the south side to get the steak sandwich somebody else recommends. Meanwhile, the one right by your house on Diversity, you won't touch.
Did I not just tell you I'm going there? I'm going there ASAP as soon as it works out.
We had this conversation like 3 weeks ago about it.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. We talked about Gene and Jude's.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And we talked about Mr. D's.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, yeah. And no, what we really were talking about, the pot roast sandwich on Wednesdays at the butcher shop.
Yeah. Well, now I'm feeling a little bit better. I want to go to Mr. D's. I'm in.
He closes by 6, though.
Dimitri.
So just a heads up.
Dimitri did this.
No, it's not Dimitri.
Is there somewhere for us to sit down and eat?
Yeah, there's tables. There's three tables.
Three tables.
It's usually all you need.
A high chair?
I'd bring my own.
Okay. You don't... It doesn't really work like that. You don't bring your own high chair.
Well, you don't expect a high chair at a hot dog restaurant.
Right, which is why I'm saying I don't usually go in to eat at a hot dog restaurant.
Well, then take it to go. What are you asking me for?
But then, like, can we bring it all the way home without it getting soggy, without it ruining the experience?
It's a steak sandwich,
Or should we go eat in the parking lot in the car?
No, you take it home.
Can I sit her, like, in the back of the mini SUV that I got there?
Yeah.
Can I sit Hazel in the back there, and we can eat
It's called
there.
A van, Clark.
No, it's not.
It's
an
a
SUV.
Van.
I don't have a van.
You got a van.
No, I might get a van.
You got a station wagon,
I may get a van. They are awesome. Oh, I do. I have a station wagon.
I
wish the kids could sit facing the rear.
What?
That'd be fantastic. Like in the old station wagons, when they had, like, the back-facing seats.
I don't remember
Like
that.
In the very back, like where the trunk is normally.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Two kids staring at you as you're driving? That must have been weird as shit when that was common. Like, oh, there's two kids staring at me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been an old man.
You are now.
That. Oh, I did it. You're there. Oh, that's why you shaved.
Oh, the white in the bit.
Yep. You gonna go clean shaven for a long time now because you're concerned that too many people talk about how old you are?
No, I just wanted a fresh start.
I might start going a little Just for Men in this beast again.
No, you let that. You pull the gray off well. You're married. The hell do you care?
Wait until this goes gray, and then I can go Hollywood Hogan and let this grow in and dye all of this.
Yeah.
Black.
That I would enjoy seeing.
Would you like it if
I did
that?
That would be amazing.
All right. That just might be where we're going.
So David Montgomery is moving up a mind draft board for fantasy
Still
football.
Still moving up.
He just keeps on climbing as running backs seem to be going down the board,
okay.
Mainly because of a lot of holdouts going on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have injuries affecting performance, such as A.J. Green. So maybe when this whole thing started, when I created my list, Mixon was, I don't know, my seventh running back.
Yeah.
He's now like 13th.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Which is a big jump, but when you're talking first two rounds, you know, chances are you're not going to take him because somebody's going to be. I mean, I was taking him possibly at the end of the first, early second round. Now he's more of a late second round guy, so.
Okay. I understand that. Where are you taking Montgomery?
I'm not going to tell you where I'm taking him because we're in a lot of the same leagues. But
where about are you taking
I can look up at his average draft position.
Okay. Do you think you're going to get him in any league?
Well, I mean, we've talked about this before. You have the Chicago bias.
I mean, you have the home. It's a hometown deal where because we live in the city, people are all over him. They think they know something. You know what I mean? They think... Well, I saw this guy in preseason. He was good.
I went down to Bourbon A, and he looked great.
Yeah, and I want a guy on my team who's on my team that I cheer for because it makes it more interesting. So his value becomes inflated. And the number one rule in drafting in fantasy football is don't overdraft. You can in the late rounds. When you get down, when you're past 10, and there's a guy you really want and you think he might drop or – you know, go for it. You know, it's a guy you have to have. Go for it. You know, like the slot receiver of your favorite team who you think is going to be key, who probably might even not get drafted and you could fall the free agency. But you want him, spend the – if there's a guy I know, I was doing this for a while because I've been drafting Josh Gordon in every mock draft I've ever had.
Wow.
I've taken him a lot later. Like,
he's still available.
Generally, what I do is because no one was drafting him. There's another thing lost. If this damn draft would have been a week ago, I would have had him. Because I think he's bumped all the way to like a fourth or fifth round.
Really? People are starting to take notes.
He's gonna keep going up, I think.
Okay.
Which happened with Hill. I mean, Hill, when the whole thing started, and there was a suspension and all that. He was down on my board. You know, I had him going fifth, sixth round. Now he's first or second round draft pick. So,
for you, the tool that you're using this year, which sites are you privy to these days? And are you happy with where you are? I know you mentioned before that these guys kind of went out on their own and just started creating their own thing, and you're in on it.
Well, that's for daily fantasy.
Right now?
That's okay. Daily fantasy. We're not there yet. Season hasn't started.
Who are you using for year-long fantasy these days?
The Mine, Clark.
Yeah, but which site? Which site do you go to help you kind of build your teams, to come up with some
To adjust my list and look at average draft position, I use, I believe it's a free deal, Draft Wizard, and that allows me to run mock drafts using my list, my user-created list. It has a lot of problems I don't like with it. For example... When I make you find a good draft tool. There's one I use that it costs some money, but when you draft, it'll tell you.
What was that one called?
I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. Okay. Just search. Go on the web and look for draft tools shop around.
No, I mean, I've been on a few the last few years, and things haven't gone that well. So.
Now, these aren't lists. They may have a top.
No, I'm not looking.
But if you're using somebody's list, you're going to lose.
Something that I can go buy, and I can create my own.
Yeah, well, the one I just suggested, Draft Wizard, If it cost anything, it was $5.
Okay.
And I'm able to adjust my list very easily.
All right.
And but again, one of the problems, one of the nice tools I like is, okay, I'm waiting on tight end. You know, I have 12 tight ends I'm comfortable with. It's a 12-person league.
Uh-huh.
So I could draft a tight end in up to the 12th or 13th round and be probably get a guy I'm comfortable with. But what I want to know, and this is the things you lose sight of if you don't have the tool in front of you, is – you all right?
Yeah.
You getting a singing now?
Good.
Is how many people have drafted tight end? Like, for example, if it's a snake draft and you're in front of me,
yeah,
and you haven't drafted a tight end yet, I might go ahead and grab a tight end before you get the chance to. But if you haven't, I might go, all right, I can wait. You know, there's four guys who haven't drafted a tight end left. I have three guys I really like. You know, before – man, this is breaking news everywhere. Billy Eilish is a bad guy, has – finally taken over Old Town Road.
Old Town Road has dropped from the number one spot in the chart.
Yeah, this is a historic night.
That is unbelievable. We did it. We found the breaking news.
Because she is indeed a bad guy. She's like Razor Ramon.
Chico.
Actually, I like that song. It's a good song.
Do you like Old Town Road?
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse down the Old Town Road and ride till you can't no more. Oh, yeah.
Right.
I got horses in the back, something, 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 drinking White Claw. Yeah, yeah, good song.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because, you know, when it first came out and I would play it at the bar,
yeah,
people would blow up.
Really?
Now it's a gamble.
Really?
Like, I can play it on a Saturday night, and I'll just get looks, and nobody will react.
Because a lot of people are over it.
They're over it, yeah. We call it in radio a burn. It's got a burn rate.
Yeah.
And it's burning. So there's people who are definitely pushing back against it. Or I'll play it, and everybody will sing along and go crazy and dance.
That's hilarious.
So I just don't know.
Yeah, it's got to be a certain amount of drinks, maybe. Kind of helps that. Like how many drinks the average customer is having. May help that one out a little bit. Because I remember the perfect cure for a song that had been overplayed was just getting the right amount of drunk.
Right.
Sometimes, yeah. Guys, join in. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you can leave a comment there. If you're listening on podcasts, shoot us a tweet over at Larch and Lawrenson. And yeah, you can join in. We do this thing interactively every single week. Fantasy football is upon us. It is right here. Now, my plan this year, I've been in three leagues already.
Mm-hmm.
And my plan was to maybe try to knock one of them off. You know, like only two.
So that means you're in four this year.
I'm in five.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
And I was going to ask you, somebody kind of jumped in saying they may not be in the one league we're in on the text chain there. They're like, yeah, I don't know if I want to do two weeks
right
this year. So I wanted to chime in and go, well, if you need to get it back down to even, I don't know if I want to do five weeks this year.
Well, we have to be in I guess we already are.
We're in two. We're already in two.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, yeah.
I've got a family. My nephew.
Get out of that one. What is family? There's no fun in family football.
Oh, but I'm just going to take it on.
That's what you think until you find out your nephew's a little shark.
He called the league Jared's GoFundMe.
Okay, that's ballsy.
Cocky bastard.
Yeah.
I have to win this one. If I do anything, I've got to win this.
See, I was hoping you'd stay in that other one because I dominated it last year. And as the reigning defending,
that's what I want to stay. I think this year that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go for multiple. I may even be looking for another league, just multiple, because if I throw enough shit at the door, I'm bound to hit something, right?
You know, a good way to look at it is have a goal of how much you want to win. Let's say you want to win $1,000. So you can look at it different ways. Well, if I join 10 $10 leagues, chances are, if I won them all, I'd be at $1,000.
There you go.
Or if I do $100 league with 12 other people, I could be at $1,000. So you just kind of do the math and figure out. you know, or look at how much you want to spend. And, you know, okay, I have $1,000. I have $100 budgeted toward year long. Because I'm in one. There's a $50 one I got with our friend Brandon.
And you have punishments in a league?
Who Brandon did this league last year. Some guy wanted to kill the other guy. One of the members of the league, somebody on the team had a dead father. And the other guy in the league kept making fun of his dead father and doing horrible things to his grave and whatnot. And it was serious. So, like, it wasn't like
what?
You know, it wasn't like, you know, you making a joke about my mom or something. And, you know, I take it. You know, we're friends. I know it's not from a bad place. This was, like, vile, hateful. These two guys were going to kill each other. I don't know. That was the first time I've ever been in a league like that.
Obviously, it's not the league that's that serious. These guys know each other with history, and it's not serious. Like, he obviously knew about the dead father.
Yeah.
And all of this. So, but you're still in. You like to live a little bit on the dangerous.
Right. I lost last year, and I'm bitter about it. So, I'm coming back. That's why this is the first year I've invested this much time and research into year-long.
Was because of this one league?
Yeah, well, I don't like losing. And the Todd's League, I don't even think I made the playoffs in the Todd's League.
You didn't win in my league last year.
Either. I didn't win in your league. I think I came second.
And had it not been for Keegan's league, you'd have been scum.
Well, there were other ones, but yeah.
Keegan, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I did win. I dominated that league, but it was below par players.
I think I'm staying in.
And I don't mean that in an offensive way. It's just there were a lot of gals who this was the first time.
I'm running my own league. Money's going to come into my fund.
Right. That's a secret.
So then I'm going to use that money to pay to get into my other league.
Yes.
It's a fucking Ponzi scheme.
It's a Ponzi scheme, 100%. You better win one of those leagues. That's all I'm saying.
Luckily, it's with low enough stakes that you can just cover
it. I was in that. I was in somebody else's league. Well, even with you and
yeah,
I.
Yeah, I'm waiting to get paid for my other league.
Well, like, I don't know how much your league is.
25 each.
So, mine is 30, so you owe me 5.
Ah,
and then
dick.
Yours is paid for already.
Right.
You just give me the $5 and you're done.
Right.
But I'm not giving you anything for your league.
No, you already did that.
Because, right.
Right.
It's all, yeah.
But then that's
Ponzi.
One less for me to get into another league, but I'm in your league already, so that's perfect.
Right.
And gambling is becoming more legal now.
Thankfully.
Yeah, fine. If I was dealing higher money, it matters. But if you do a low-level Ponzi scheme, nobody gives a fuck.
Right. Well, it's not actually a Ponzi scheme unless you stiff somebody in the end of the day.
Right, which is the whole thing. Like, I'm not risking more than I can handle.
Like, if your league, if you entered, like, 10 leagues and you lost them all, and then I won your league and you stiffed me,
right.
Well, that'd be criminal. You'd be excommunicated from the fantasy community.
Fair.
Quite frankly, I'd have to find someone else to do a podcast with.
Well, I mean, you've had opportunity. I'm surprised you haven't left me already because I've been outshining.
Yeah, well, let's get Kellen on the line. Where's he at?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. You're like Scott Bakula leaping into the future or to the past. The past. Or is he leaping into the future now?
I think he who leaps the highest is left.
The longest.
Than the other. Yeah. So.
If you could leap back in time and be any player, in what situation would you leap to?
Which sport?
Any sport. You are Dr. Sam Clarkinson. And you can leap anywhere you want to. You can step in the quantum leap accelerator and vanish. And you'll awake to find yourself trapped in the past, facing mirror images that are not your own.
I would like to leap into Anthony Rizzo immediately after he caught the ball for the final in 2016.
Okay.
World Series for the Chicago Cubs. Yeah, that'd be a good leap. Just for a bit. Drink it in, man, or maybe leap into Hulk Hogan, carry the way.
After
if
the
I
slot?
Need, if I need to say it, no, before.
Before?
When
you
Andre,
want to...
When Andre says, slam!
Yeah.
Slam!
You think you could safely execute it?
Slam and pin me. No, but Hogan didn't execute it very well either.
He did it properly.
Yeah,
I mean, that was dead weight.
If I have Hogan's strength, yeah, I can...
You can do it?
I can slam the door.
You know, to protect his head, cradle his head on the way?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Because I flip Hazel over like that, too. I learned that in Fuji.
Because that's one of those things.
The giant would be slightly bigger.
That was one of those things where, you know, that's a problem. Because let's say, all right, I might probably pick Walter Payton in the Super Bowl.
You just scored a touchdown.
And then I would have talked to Dick on the sideline and had a heart-to-heart with him. But here's the problem.
That's a great call, Adam.
I don't know the plays. Because you don't know. You leap into somebody. You don't know.
That's okay. You say, hey, McMahon, you owe me one this time. Like, I don't recall what.
Oh, you do it like Friday Night Lights? You'd be well, boy, I got hit hard. Oh, your concussions were cool back then. So you'd be
like, hey, I got a real stinger that time. Like, I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah.
It was cool. Like, he did, shit, you could have told the team doctor.
But you think you can handle? You think you can handle the handoff?
You have Walter Payton's hands.
You do. I mean, you have his abilities.
You have his touch. Hell yes.
If you'd like to leap into anybody in the past, 760-454-8834 is the number to call.
A sports leap.
I feel like I'm back in Paris, Illinois, where I'd be giving away a free pizza, and I couldn't get the phone lines to light up.
Pizza.
Who doesn't love good pizza? That was the problem. I mean, it was Paris pizza, and I don't think it was Joe's.
Joe's. Huh?
Yeah.
It was Joe's.
I think it was Joe's.
I don't know. Joey G's from Kirkland does a pretty good job.
Yeah, no, this guy, Joe had good pizza, but I'm saying it wasn't Joe. It was like Savoya's or something.
Oh,
not good.
Hey. You should have cut a deal with Joe.
I don't think he liked the station.
He didn't like the station, but you ordered from him. You could have turned that around.
He had the best pizza in town, man.
He wasn't
still does. No, I don't think he liked the business dealings.
Okay. All right.
I think he expected more than what he got because, you know, it's a small town station and, you know, things should be a little bit cheaper, maybe. I don't know. I didn't pay attention to that stuff. That's probably why I'm not in radio.
Have you had people acknowledge the cream rises to the top Macho Man shirt that you're wearing right now?
Yeah, I get
straight from the promo. Yeah, people like, that's one of the greatest promos of all time.
No. They like the shirt. I don't think they understand the reference.
Yeah.
I like my new Facebook pic with Slaughter giving me the Cobra Clutch.
Oh, yeah. Put that one on?
Yeah, well, I edited out the background and just threw a plane, and it looks good.
There's a plane behind it?
There's a plane color. It's just the backdrop is just a solid color.
You added an airplane. That was different than what you do.
Right. Totally different.
Yeah,
I'm hoping if I'm Walter Payton, he's up in the waiting room at Quantum Link headquarters hanging out with Al. I'm hoping Al is talking to him about some steroid issues and or substance issues and make sure to take care of his liver.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully giving him some pointers there. Because he'd be a great guy to have alive, you know?
Yeah.
He'd be fascinating. You know, the Bears running backs, they don't last too long. You know, we lost Cedric Benson over the weekend.
That's a shame, man. Motorcycle
after
that, right?
Yeah. Stay off those damn motorcycles.
Yeah, you're none?
Don't waste your time. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a speed guy to begin with.
But also, look out for motorcycles as well. Because they're out there.
Yeah,
driving,
you do that too.
As well.
It's a good idea.
Let's do our best to, because they're not going anywhere. There are people who do ride them.
Why don't we outlaw them? Yeah, let's get you know what? I'm moving left. I'm going to the left.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's ban them.
Yeah, that's gonna go. Yeah.
Let's ban them. Let's get rid of the motorcycles. I mean,
how is that going to the left? Do you think there are plenty of people on the left who ride motorcycles?
Yeah, but they're more because if you're far right or if you're right, you wouldn't want the government banning any industry. Where the left would actually be more comfortable with that.
Yeah.
If you're talking political ideology, so. That's why I'm saying you'd go to the left, because the government is shutting down an industry, which it shouldn't do. It should be a free market. And if you want to die on a motorcycle, by God, die on a motorcycle. You know?
Okay.
Drop a ball in a Super Bowl. It's okay.
What if you, young man, put my daughter on the back of your motorcycle, and you drive like an asshole, and you kill my dog?
That is very grim, and you should never, ever use scenarios that involve your own children.
Yeah. You can't use a hypothetical?
No, not with your kids.
I wasn't speaking of me and my dog.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, some kids came over. What if Hazel's friends?
Like the weed, man. I'm talking about the weed.
What if I killed a child on the back of my motorcycle? What do you want?
No, I wasn't asking you. If my daughter got on a motorcycle with a young man.
Okay. That's why when the young man comes over, you're sharpening your knives.
And I'll say, hey, listen, my daughter doesn't ride on the back of motorcycles. You bring a car, young man, or you guys are taking a fucking bus.
Yeah. With that mustache, she's gonna listen to you.
You want me to fucking drive? That's when I'm gonna get that fake gun. Like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna clean a fake gun.
Nice. You just sharpen knives.
Hell yeah. Antonio Brown, this just in, files a new grievance against the NFL in attempt to wear
grievance.
All he wants. That's coming from Schefter.
Like I said, let him wear whatever helmet he wants. I don't care. A grievance. What is it? Everybody's got a grievance.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody. You talk to anybody on the street. Hell, I have grievances. You stole my birthday party. That was a grievance.
I didn't steal it.
Well, you hijacked it.
I didn't choose the date. I didn't even know what was happening. How can you blame me for anything?
Oh, I can, buddy. I am.
I didn't know anything was happening that weekend. I'm not the one who said, hey, let's disregard larges. When's my wife's birthday, by the way?
It is and I've made this point before.
Uh-huh.
I've said to people, I go, you know, to be fair, Lauren wouldn't have known my birthday. Like, why would she know my birthday day?
So then why are you still mad?
I'm mad at you, not her.
Why are you mad at me? Where is your life?
You hijacked the damn birthday.
Where is your
My life? 40th, buddy. But that's where you remember, I get the 50th. I get the 50th birthday. I'm having a surprise party.
I don't know. We might be 50.
David Montgomery's average draft position is 42. So he's going right now in about the fourth round.
All around.
So I don't know if I'm comfortable.
Which means I'd probably have to draft him in the late second round at the early third.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah. And so 12-man league, 10, 20, 30, 40, 2, 4, 6, 8. So he's the eighth pick of the fourth round. It's his average draft position right now.
Is he getting picked higher than Cohen now?
No, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot higher.
All right.
I have Montgomery somewhere in, let's say, the 25 to 35 range. Cohen is in the 35 to 45 range.
Right.
So I have him about 10 picks back.
Okay.
And here's why. Tariq Cohen had a banner year last year. And in my opinion, he probably hit a ceiling. So all you can have right now is regression. Because
he's coming down from that.
His role isn't changing. He's not the feature back.
Right.
He's not going to get any more carries than he did last year. As a matter of fact, if Montgomery is successful as we think he's going to be, you may see a reduced role of Cohen.
And, of course, we're not speaking necessarily negatively about Jordan Howard, the running back. Like, he may have a solid year out in Philadelphia.
Oh, to hell with Jordan Howard.
But what I'm saying is that David Montgomery
is another overrated running back.
With Matt Nagy as the head coach of this team.
Right. They like
his system more, meaning, and he's great at what he does.
He's a specialist, you know. He's mm-hmm. And we have a lot of those guys now on our team.
It's amazing the running backs that we've been running through. Like Forte was there and solid for a while.
Remember yeah.
Langford, we were big on him for a year, and then Howard came the next year and kind of. That's when he took over as
right.
Langford, the guy out of Michigan State.
Yeah.
And now, now I think we've got the Matt Nagy backs there, and I'm very excited about it.
By the way, I have Jordan Howard rated below Tariq Cohen.
They signed a back today that was in Kansas City system, the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, they did. I saw that. Hey, just give me a utility guy.
Yeah, but I mean, he got cut from Kansas City. Yeah, I think he's the guy that, yeah, in Kansas City and the Bears worked decent together because of Nagy, probably, right? Sure. We'll leave it at that.
But right.
Then, the big news that everybody's talking about with the Bears, who they cut, of course,
the kicker. Yeah.
They're going to stick with Panera Bread.
Yeah, I watched the press conference live.
Oh, you did?
Nagy, he feels more comfortable moving forward.
Did they break into an episode of NYPD Blue?
No, I was on Facebook and I couldn't sleep, and it popped up as the live happening. So
yeah.
I was like, all right, well, let's check it out.
Awesome.
So right now, Jordan Howard's draft position is 82, so he's about a ninth-round pick.
Uh-huh. I'll be damned.
So it's not just I who thinks he's trash.
He's got a lot of – there's a lot of back.
They do split a lot of time there, absolutely.
So, I mean, he would have to step ahead in a big way in order to pick up
all right.
the areas out there. So that makes all the sense.
Because Mike Sanders is the go-to Philadelphia back.
Wow.
But you remember this guy, number one receiver. We discussed this on the show many times that year. Number one receiver. And this guy was going to be the savior to the Bears.
Who?
Cam Meredith.
Oh, yeah.
And his contract came up, and he was coming off an injury, and he wanted to be signed as a number one receiver.
And we weren't happy about it.
And we weren't going to do it. And he went to New Orleans. They just cut him.
People weren't happy about it. Yeah.
So they know what they're doing.
Sure.
In Nagy, we trust. Like in New Japan. In Ghetto, we trust. In Maggie, we trust.
Okay. Maggie and Ghetto?
Really more so Pace.
Can I ask you this? In the Young Bucks, in Cody, do you trust?
A little bit. So here's my feelings on AEW. They got money. There's a couple things you need in television. See, number one, you need television, and two, you need talent.
Uh-huh.
And right now, AEW has the talent, and they got the TV. So they got the two basics covered. But as far as creative goes, as far as what's going to happen, I tried giving those away the other day. As far as what happens, I don't know how – it's all going to come down to is how they do weekly television. You know, if you can impress me on your weekly television shows, then you got me. But because that's where WWE's biggest flaws. They have so much television that they're not very – why do you always have to do it into the microphone? What, are you Stone Cold?
Yeah, of course. Oh,
they love that.
So AEW?
AEW, I think, is going to be a stellar happening. I think opening your can in the microphone is super cool.
I know it.
That's
I live on Waveland. What's up, LC?
Little Clark checking in.
LC.
He's like a time traveler.
I'm a big CL, name's a little LC.
I can go with that. LC!
Yep.
That's me! I'm thinking about starting a Christian rap group. What do you think, Clark?
You should. Little Clark.
LC is here to praise the big G up in the sky like a pie.
You'd be happy to know that your dad's cat, LC, was the name of the cat for Little Cat, lived a long life, almost 19 years, so you're going to have a lot of downtime.
Oh!
Yep.
We were thinking about putting a firework in its butt, but we decided against
no,
it. That was a bad idea.
You never thought that in the event that your dad's listening. You never
yeah.
thought that.
I don't know. Well, it's nice.
He's not listening.
No. Neither is mine. No. It's no interest.
I made sure to,
760-454-8834. My dad was supposed to take me out for dinner on Sunday, but he conveniently lost his wallet. So
So you took him out for dinner?
No, I didn't leave the house.
I don't know if he can be. Isn't he blind?
He has vision issues, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, it's conceivable. I'm not doubting it.
My mom loses it first. It
often?
I mean, not often, but it happens. You know, you're in a hurry. You set something down real quick. And then
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, wow. Rushing till life's no fun. Somebody requested that the other day. We didn't have it.
No, not for karaoke.
Song. No.
I'll be
done. Oh. Yeah, so, well. The WWE announced today that they are bringing the NXT, which is their best show, and they're putting it on USA Network, and they're going to do 2 hours live, and it's going directly against the new AEW show. So WWE, well, this is very good business, okay? If you look at it like this, WWE is saying, you know what, Monday night and Friday nights, there's no argument. That's the best wrestling in the world. But we have this little amateur federation we have, and we're going to put them against and see if they can do better than the new guys. Mm-hmm. And then what you do is, and I think this is what they're aiming for, you take NXT from being like a training, you still have the training aspect as a part of it. It's still where wrestlers, when they enter the ecosystem of WWE, they start. But yeah, you start having guys like Samoa Joe go back there. And,
okay,
you know, Sami Zayn and guys who were Nakamura,
yeah,
who wrestle the kind of style AEW is using. And you counter-program.
It's smart if they do that.
Yeah, you counter-program, and you give wrestling fans a show that's similar in style to what AEW is doing, but with names they are already familiar with.
Well, with the WWE name. Like, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, here's a different product on TV,
yeah,
from these guys. Let me see this. The smaller arena, the different presentation, knowing that it's kind of the minor leagues. Like, they'll give that a chance over the new one when the only guys that some of these people know, they're like, oh, you mean Cody Rhodes, Dusty's kid.
Right.
And Chris Jericho. Right?
Like, and I might have heard of this. I might have heard this of this Omega guy.
Right. I've heard of this Omega guy, which is why they're going to turn it on.
Yeah.
I've heard of the Young Bucks. It's why they're going to turn it on.
Sure. Like, they want
a lot of buzz around it.
We are 2 weeks away from witnessing live, in person, history as you and I, the great one, Al Larcher and Clark Lawrenson, step into the Schaumburg Arena and witness history as Chris Jericho takes on the Hangman, Adam Page,
yep,
for the AEW inaugural champion.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. That match is going to be great. I'll enjoy that. Then, of course, John Moxley making his AEW in-ring debut. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. Against Kenny Omega in a singles match.
I'm excited for this. I want to see it. They're gonna perform tremendous. My problem is every time I see Kenny Omega live, it's always against somebody I don't want to see Kenny Omega wrestle.
Right.
I mean, I had Chris Jericho in Japan, which was great.
Right.
You know, I'm in the Tokyo Dome, but I would have rather seen Jericho or Kenny Omega against another great wrestler,
right,
who is in their prime. Well, would Jericho fight someone else? I would have been fine with that. Him and Ishii would have been great. Jericho and Ishii. When it was a throwaway show, it was a house show, but when I saw Kenny Omega at Ring of Honor, you know, all 200 of us in there, he was fighting Yoshihashi. I hate Yoshihashi.
Damn.
I hate Yoshihashi with a passion. Of all the Japanese wrestlers, Yoshihashi is the absolute shits.
Right.
Even Tai Chi had a good tournament. They didn't even let Yoshihashi in this year's tournament. They said, yeah, not this year.
Okay. Did you get the perfect 10?
Mm-hmm.
Sean Spears with Tully Blanchard in his corner.
Right.
And, of course, Cody came in and just signed the contract. Didn't notice that he wouldn't be able to have the Dream Family.
The crew.
No American Nightmare. Their family there with him. No DDP. Well, or just one of the members. Nobody knows who it's going to be. Could it be his protege, MJF? Could it be Brandy, who is out there with him a lot? Who is going to be in his corner? That match should be quite a bit of fun. I'm up for a little bit of tag team. I want to see who these best friends are. I want to see them a little bit more. They're fighting the other fellas who have the masked guys that do all their dirty work. And the winner of that tag team match gets a bye during the first round of the tag team championship tournament.
Right.
Which I love the slow build for the. They're making it mean something right away. The tag belts. You don't just create them and say you two people fight for this.
Right.
It's not like that. It's going to have meaning behind it. Who gets there? How they get there? I started watching some of the Road to All Out. The best friends are on episode 5, Al. It's not really a spoiler, but they are on the episode. So there's a few of those things to see. Hangman, I'm sure you caught that he just cut a promo in the other federation.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
I saw Cody Rhodes get attacked by Sean Spears.
Oh, yeah?
Sean Spears.
Again?
At like an indie show.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be MJF was coming to the ring.
Uh-huh.
Sean Spears jumped him and went in the ring and got into it with Cody.
Okay. See, I like the way they're telling the stories without having a weekly show. Like, they're able to tell the story amongst the Indians because people are sharing that shit like crazy.
Right.
And they're sharing it. They're retweeting those Indian federations with it. It's very smart, very good business on their part.
I agree.
I'm interested to see what happens now with NXT going up against their weekly show, which starts out October 2nd. They have been kind of calling things sellouts when they're not officially sellouts.
It's called the wrestling business club.
Yeah.
You got to have a business aspect. See,
JR bring that up on the most recent episode.
Well, I haven't listened in a while, but
sure
I would think it's common sense, Clark. Common sense.
Well, it's no different than the number inflation that WWE has. Fine, I'm okay with it. I don't give a damn.
Hey, and why should you? Is it your money? It ain't your money. You don't care.
No.
Yeah, who cares what they do?
I know. Do you see a scenario in which AEW, do you see it happening in which they move All Out weekend?
Why, you want to go to Michigan?
No.
Like, I mean, if you don't want to use the ticket, if you want to go with the family.
Are we going to get one of the premier pay-per-views here yearly for the foreseeable future where we're going to see some really great shit happen every year, and this is going to be a tradition? Maybe someday I can bring my daughter with me.
I think that would be cool. I don't know if that's the concept they're going with. NXT does something
that's
similar.
What I'm saying, damn it.
You know, NXT does.
Don't fucking throw this on me like I want to ditch out on it.
It does NXT, and there's NXT Brooklyn. There's NXT Chicago, and every time they come here, it's like NXT Chicago 2.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, they could do something like that. If they want to make All Out their all-out show, where everyone goes all out, and it's that's their WrestleMania.
I just think Chicago is known as the solid territory.
It's not a bad.
Stone Cold puts it over all the damn time. Hogan did.
Yeah.
When they were on their podcast, they both brought it up.
Listen, if you have – here's – the downside of it is if it's your biggest show of the year – and you're limited in space and size. You know, are you always going to have it in Schaumburg? I mean, I guess you could conceivably move it to the United Center if things got big enough. Or Soldier Field.
Right. But
well, you can't.
They can't do the Horizon, can they?
Well, unless WWE has an exclusive deal, which I wouldn't be shocked.
If they do or if they don't.
If they do.
I wouldn't be shocked if they do or don't. I'd love it if it was United Center, or even DePaul's Arena in town. Actually, Allstate's closest to it. I'd love to be able to Uber there and back. I don't think I want to Uber all the way out to Hoffman, do we? Have we discussed that?
We can. I mean,
with that?
It'd be, what, $30 each way?
Oh, that's not terrible.
So you do 30, I do one way, you do the other way?
Parking, 20.
I mean, I did get the tickets. You know, I didn't manage that.
Neither one of us put in any bit of the same effort.
So, yeah, I'm just doing the math on that, trying to factor that in.
This time you were promptly paid, as opposed to last year when you were just
kind of paid, yeah.
So that works.
Well, we'll discuss it. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know how much I should talk about it going in front of Brandon, but it sounds like he's going to figure out to go. If he's going.
I know he'd like to go.
It seems like he's been able to see tickets in the right price range. I mean, I hope that's true.
Yeah. I think if you want to go, you could go. You know, if you have, it's not like a $1,000 ticket where it's, you can't. Like, it's just not doable.
Right.
You're going to have to spend a little money. You're going to have to commit to it. And I think you can go.
Why does Cena's t-shirt say you can't stop me on the Facebook Live? For those of you watching that, you got to figure. Roberto, I know you're big on getting figures. And stuff. You enjoy having these.
You know, the likeness is a little off. I didn't look if that's an official product or not.
No, I mean, the tag has the WWE tag on it right there. Like,
You can't stop me.
Down on the hat. You can't stop me.
You know, it was offending blind people.
In a hat that never give up, it was not offending.
Yeah, it was. People were writing in, and they were upset by it. So
okay.
They didn't want to offend anybody. So you can't stop me.
All right, then. Yeah, that's fine. I want to talk a little bit maybe about one of the highlights of SummerSlam. I know that we talked a bit about it, but it's something I'm excited to see, and I was happy to see that he wasn't on Monday Night Raw, but The Fiend. I'm kind of very much happy with how they did that match.
Yeah.
I thought they did it very well done. I don't think they have to have the lights on that much during his matches.
No.
I think it's perfect. I really enjoy that they took him off, or that they didn't have him show up Monday or Tuesday night, right? I enjoyed that. I think maybe this week you get something out of him, but I think Bray Wyatt, I think they're executing it well. And that, when Firefly Funhouse first started, that was the concern.
Enjoyed that. I think
are these guys going to screw this up?
Yeah.
These guys, you know, that's always the concern. I mean, as we've heard lately, they have all these writing teams and everything, and people trying to work things off. But man, it seems to me like things are in the right place.
You're right.
I'm very excited about where we are right now with that character.
I agree, Clark. I thought the mask was cool, the setup was cool, and what you want to do is limit his usage. Maybe you don't go back to Finn Balor. You know, there's talk, okay, now you're going to have Demon versus Demon. But if you do that, one of the Demons have to lose.
You can do that in 2 years.
Right.
If both storylines work out, you can do that in 2 years. Do you think that Finn should have had any offense? He got a little bit of offense that proved to not be worth anything. It was damn near a squash, but Finn did get some offense in. Do you think they could have done without that and just let The Fiend destroy regular Finn Balor?
Yeah, I think you absolutely could have.
I don't know. I don't know if it's the right thing. I don't know if it's the wrong thing. But that's kind of where I am with that.
I think I'm hoping that Finn either moves to NXT, and that's why they're jobbing him out, or he's about to change, because that's, you know, common. You job out the guy who's about to have a change, because
right.
once they change from a heel to a face or a face to a heel, it's a fresh start. There's a reason they change.
I was just trying to remember. Did Bray Wyatt come back once after Matt Hardy did away with him? After Matt Hardy deleted him? Didn't he come back with him for a while before he went out? Was Bray hurt during this character change?
I think he was.
Whatever it is, he's hot again, and it's good. The Lantern.
I'm very confused by a lot of that, because like, is Rusev hurt, or is he just out? Is he just not being used? And
I have no idea.
I don't.
What's with his new look? What is he doing there?
Well, he's got the Clark Lawrenson. He went with your look, and
yeah.
He's got the stash. He looks a lot like Ravishing Rick Rude. You quite don't. You quite
absolutely.
Don't have that. No.
Absolutely.
You look like you're from Chicago, and you're from Kirkland.
Let me tell you, Chicago, all of you fat, out of work, no good people eating all of your deep dish pizza and your hot dogs while your beautiful wives are looking at me.
All right. Well, you were never strong in the promo department.
I was on the spot with that. That was my record. Ravishing.
No, what I'd like to have right now is for all you fat, ugly, out of shape, Windy City, pork-eating slobber hogs to keep the noise down. Will I show you what a real man looks like? Hit the music. That's how you do it.
The music. Wow. I don't know why I would ever thought to do an impression in front of you, the master.
Yeah, it's a shame, because everyone knows my impressions are always spot on.
You've been practicing that one for a while? Like,
since like fifth grade.
You did that. Did you do that in O'Meara as a kid?
I don't know if
yes,
I went that
did.
Deep, but...
Yes, you did. I mean, I did that.
Did you know?
As a kid, did you guys ever do the, like, the game with the lights off in the mirror in the bathroom?
Bloody Mary, sure.
Yeah, okay. Just checking.
One of my friends got killed.
By Bloody Mary?
We did it,
and then they got killed.
Well, what happened was...
So it's real.
We did Bloody Mary, okay? We looked in the mirror, and we did Bloody Mary. Mm-hmm. And then I think there were two versions of it.
Yeah.
Bloody Mary was definitely one of them. So we did the Bloody Mary thing, and nothing happened.
What?
Later that night, the dude's dad shot the mother and then set the place on fire.
Wait, you did Bloody Mary?
Yeah, that night.
Shut the fuck up.
Some sanity. So, I mean, you know, kids, if you're listening to this, little Clark out there in Kirkland, stay away from the Bloody Mary. It's not funny. You know, I got a chain letter right before. I got a chain letter right before my mom died.
That was a
word. No, that's a shoot, brother.
You got a chain letter when your mom died?
Right before my mom died, I got one of those things on Facebook. It was like, share this or something horrible. I'm sorry, it was AIM. You're right. The instant message, somebody sent something or email.
Like an AOL chat.
Yeah, and it was like, share this or something horrible is going to happen. And I didn't. I'm like, fuck you. I'm not sharing anything. You tell me what to do with your emails.
Oh, shit.
And then she died. Like, she croaked a couple days later.
Did you spend a while sharing everything?
No, I send a polite message back and go, you know what? This is very serious, and you shouldn't be.
My mother died.
Yeah, you should not be subjecting people to this kind of horror.
Where are the authorities?
Where are they? Where are they on this? Probably on live TV, showing up for the cameras.
There are coincidences now.
Well, possibly.
Oh, man. That's...
Maybe Bloody Mary had nothing to do with that poor kid's mother's death.
I'm positive it did not.
You are. I'm not.
Oh,
I mean...
oh man. I'm sorry. I hope I'm not laughing. Like, at that.
No, of course. I would be. I'd throw a chair right now if I thought so.
That's only happened once.
So... yeah, one at a time. Although, who was right, Clark?
They moved out.
They did. I guess they were done with that.
Well, it might have been because they were going to redo the place and try to sell it.
Yeah.
They might have been asked.
Right.
They did redo it.
I'm hoping they don't ask me. They came and showed the place on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in bed. Like, he knocked on the door. Help!
You might want a fun deer.
Huh?
You might want to, like, a fund.
Oh, yeah. Fantasy. I'm running all kinds of leagues.
Oh, shit. Ponzi.
I'm Ponzi-ing it out. I'm going to be out of state by the time this thing's over.
My owner. At least, you know, they're not even really trying, though, is what that also kind of is.
It's kind of what I thought. I'm like,
my owner, but...
is there an advantage to listing it?
Well, I think the only issue might be that realtors are like, you know what? The legalities of the place, I can't. And they're like, oh, fuck, we'll just try to sell it. Somebody just wants to make the rent money off
and
own a property.
Yeah.
And they want to get it sold quicker
than
later because right now things are...
Yeah. So I'm saying, I pray every day this recession hits.
Right.
You know, I'm like, God, dear God, baby Jesus, up in heaven, if you could please make the recession happen.
That last recession never touched me. I was renting, I was working in bars and restaurants, and let me tell you, when money's not going around, people are still spending money in bars.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Like, they're buying alcohol and they're going out and having fun still.
Right. Yeah. Because people with money are going to spend it.
Right.
And the people who don't spend the money anyways, you know, the people with the one drink who don't tip,
they're not going out anymore. Right.
I'm all for a recession.
Or they're only having the one drink and then they're leaving and getting out of your fucking hair. So they don't spend more.
I got rid of my hair, Clark, so nobody's in it anymore.
Nobody's in your hair?
Nobody's in my hair now.
That's good.
The shorter your hair, the less people you have in your hair.
So you taught me the barcode thing from Venmo.
Right.
I printed it out, stuck it to my helmet.
Cool.
For Jim and Segway at the end of that.
Yeah.
So now when people are like, hey, I want to give you money without cash.
Would you use packing tape on it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's that's slick. That's slick, man.
And then, That's what I did there. Man, my kid's room is too hot. That makes sense, right?
Sure.
Get warnings from the camera.
I woke up today, and I said, man, I want a steak sandwich. And I went downstairs, and I opened that door, and I'm like, this is unacceptable.
hotter than you expected.
I got in that car, and I don't know if you know this about me. I'm anti-air conditioning in vehicles. You know, enjoy. That's when you should enjoy the heat. Yeah, enjoy the heat. Suck it in. You got a window.
When was the last time you had your air conditioning recharged in your car?
Probably never.
Okay.
Never. No, I know never.
Mm-hmm. Does it work?
Yeah, it works. As a matter of fact, I will turn the air on with the windows open. If it's a really hot day.
Is that what you did today?
Right.
Did you close the windows?
Yeah, I think so.
Some days you got it. Like,
oh, no. I thought you were meaning after I parked when I came home. I'm like, yeah, I think I did.
No. Oh, no.
I left the sunroof open.
Because, I mean, you get the sweaty back thing going on. If it's too long of a ride, you're in the sun.
I never have this problem.
Yeah, see, I do. I got sweaty ass, sweaty back.
Yeah, well, you got to work on those glands.
Yeah, I'm trying. We'll see what we can do. Jesus. Too soon? Pleasure. Was that too soon?
What?
It was too much? Too soon? Too much?
What? What was? No. What? What are you talking about?
I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't know why I'm getting so irritated today, but yeah, it's the heat. It really is.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Hot up here.
So my upstairs is hot as well. It makes sense. I mean, I think our houses are actually like pretty much the same. I think our both is hot.
I feel like they're working underneath me right now.
Okay. Feel like, are we feeling now? Is that what we're doing? You are going forward, buddy.
Yeah, I have a lot of feelings.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Everybody has feelings, Clark. It's a human nature.
Sometimes when I push my stroller, my Fitbit registers it as outdoor biking.
Well, you're dealing with wheels.
But I just want, well, because I'm pushing it so it bounces up and down, it feels like a bike to this. So I want to have it register my walks.
Yeah.
But it won't. It's registering them.
You know, we've talked about this before with like the diet app changing dates at midnight. It gets really frustrating.
You can't change that.
No.
Still, even with the one you bought.
Even with the one I bought.
That's fucking stupid.
I'll sit here. I'll sit. You know, I'll be cooking, and as it's cooking, the beautiful pressure cooker, air fryer, one of the two, I'll sit on my thing over here, the futon, and I'll either do some reading, but generally I'll log my calories while I'm sitting there. And I'll do the math on the portion sizes and whatnot. And, yeah, I'll chill. I'll chill with my mean-eyed cat and Willie. And we'll talk a little bit to Mr. Bear. And I'll log it, and I'll get everything set. And then I'll be like, damn it, it's the wrong day. It's the next day. So I have to delete all that. And it doesn't necessarily say, no, not to the back date. You can do it forward, but not backwards. So all that stuff gets deleted, and I have to re-find everything. Usually a little quicker, but still too much.
They're alienating a huge audience, and they don't even realize.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who work your hours that are out.
Right. And they tend to be heavy people.
And they're pissing. Wow. You're onto something here, pal. If only you knew somebody who knew tech really well, laser beams or something. Like, we could really figure this out and get to the bottom of it if we want.
That space is so competitive that even if you created something great, someone would just take it.
Somebody's going to create it and just fucking have it.
Yeah, it's not. I'm sure it's not that hard for Sweatbet or whatever the hell it's called. It goes ahead and they could just easily change that. So you're out of business immediately.
That's why you make it and then you sell it to them so they don't have to do all the work.
You can't sell something that doesn't have an intellectual property. They're just going to recreate it. You know, if, say, the script is... They couldn't reproduce the exact script.
Why can't you get that thing, why can't you get the patent on it early enough?
Well, what are you patenting? You'd patent the code.
Right, but we should be able to patent that kind of thing now. That'll help regulate it out a little bit more, so the people who do come up with the great ideas do get the credit for it. Like, that's what patents are all about, am I right? Like, you want the person who came up with it to get the fucking credit.
If it's unique, if you're just doing, if you're changing.
What are you saying that what you're coming up with, this new way to do it, or do you just fucking email the company that you use right now and say, listen, asshole.
Yeah, that's what I, that's the best way.
And don't say, listen, asshole. Just say, here's where we are. Do you tweet it? Try an email first. If that doesn't work, then there's got to be other people in your shoes, man.
I always thought the diet app I'm using had a weird name. I always thought it was Hey Scum.
What is it?
Turns out it's Life Sum. Life Sum. So let's see here. Life Sum. Do they have a contact?
I don't know. Oh, so you have not contacted them yet?
No. Doesn't have the app yet. Get it here. Yeah. This isn't a contact. This is you go to the article. If for some reason you can't open the app, see the article on our support page. No, I want to complain you don't have overnight hours. And I want to complain how hard it is to get a complaint into you.
It's not about the overnight. Yeah, you don't have hours for the overnight person. Our day starts at this time. You need to be able to let us be flexible on the time of the meal. That's it.
Oh, this is some horseshit.
That's it.
You go to the contact league.
And this is an audience that you want to make it easier for. This is the lazy people. This is me, who I don't – I am bigger because I am lazy. You want to cater to me if I'm running those hours.
According to the website, you can only contact them through the app.
Oh, are you shitting me?
Yeah, these people. That's going to be grievance number one on the list.
Problem. Yes.
People and their grievances.
No, you should mention that and be like, hey – having to access this, like, you guys could be better at this. Let me come in and I will be your customer service.
Because God knows that always works, like in the service industry. Somebody walks in and goes, you could be better at this. Here's how. You immediately listen. You get your notepad out.
You gotta say it differently. You gotta say it differently. Like, hey, I don't know if you guys are looking for somebody on social media. Maybe we could chat.
What have I eaten today? Skirt steak.
I don't know, that dude that started tweeting, oh, 5-10 years ago now, he made Jepson's Malort, he tweeted as them, from a fake account.
Right.
And they brought their lawyer, and they're ready to sue him, and they have a sit-down meeting, and he convinced them to hire him.
Yeah, smart guy.
Phenomenal.
It's a way to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe Life Scum will give me a job.
There you go.
Yeah, now I'm in the app, and what am I doing? I'm sitting there just logging shit instead of contacting
now. Now you have to go from the computer to the app, which it is part of what we're doing for the show, but it still is, it's still trying to get there.
Right, right, right.
Which we will do. Guys, if you're watching on Facebook, thank you so much for listening to us there. You're enjoying Willie. Willie, I hope everything is well for him. There's some breathing issues, of course.
Always has breathing issues. The man's a black belt in karate. He's got this.
Yeah, he's fine. He knows, hey, a performance is going to be a lot.
Tell you one thing he's not doing.
Tour. He was going to do a full tour, right?
Yeah, I mean, he does.
Still doing Farm Aid?
I would almost guarantee he's at Farm Aid.
Okay. Right, I would
think. I tell you the one thing the guy's not doing. He's not riding on those motorcycles.
No. You don't think Willie's ever been on a motorcycle?
I think Willie has ridden a motorcycle. Yeah. He's not on it. He's not something he partakes in.
I was behind two motorcycles, and they were wearing the best. Very much like
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. And I think I've heard of them. The Brothers Motorcycle Club.
The Brothers?
It's just called
The Fratelli Brothers?
No, it's called Brothers Motorcycle Club. And they're like a motorcycle club. Like, you've seen the jackets around. And I do, like, are they legit? Like,
well, they bought jackets.
Been a part of a murder? Like, are these people, or are they just like, I'm in a motorcycle club. This is cool.
I don't know that they talk like that in either sense.
What if they're like,
but,
I'm in a motorcycle club. This is cool.
I don't know. I don't know.
Or should I not even be speaking of it because I might get murdered?
You might. You know the big. Motorcycle club in Chicago.
Which, what is the Outlaws?
The Outlaws.
Oh, maybe it's the Outlaws.
Yeah, they're the ones who might have some dirty deeds.
Okay, Thunder Chief.
But I don't know that for sure. I don't know. I have not been reading up, or I think we have more of a gang problem in general. So I think motorcycle gangs kind of fall down on the importance list of legal activities in the city.
True.
You know, you're probably better off smuggling drugs as a motorcyclist in the city of Chicago.
Or as a scooter driver.
Than parking in an illegal space.
Yeah.
or driving through a school zone quickly. What, the camera get you?
For the school zone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to know if there's a school, man, there's a camera.
Six to 10 miles an hour over is only $35 though. Like, remember that? Like, we discussed that. It's like, oh, well, I'll pay that. Like, I want to contest it because school wasn't fucking in service. But rather than go take a, you know, time off work or away from my kids, like...
Now, the cameras aren't legally supposed to be active if school's not present.
So who the fuck's in school on July 9th?
Maybe summer school.
Do they count all of it?
I bet they do. Listen, the biggest thieves in Chicago are at City Hall. Everyone knows this.
How the fuck?
That's the biggest street gang around. Is this alderman system?
I don't understand how I was able to go 28 miles an hour in school time. Like, I don't. Down there, it was down on State Street, that great street.
There's like a school zone on Irving Park.
Yeah. No, there's
Addison.
A park zone.
There's a park zone on Irving Park.
I got that one twice.
And then Addison.
Now, since I've moved, man, there are a lot. So I just started, I turned on the GPS and I have the GPS.
I just learn where they're at and don't go that way.
You don't
way.
Go there, or you just follow a lot of them?
The Irving Park one, I guess I follow.
Yeah.
Because it's easy. It's right off a construction zone right now.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Lean forward and lean back. I'm not sure if somebody's.
Oh,
what was
yeah.
that? That you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I thought hammering was happening under my feet. So they have a link. I have an idea, suggestion, and would like Life Scum to know about it.
See? Look, they're asking for your suggestions. This isn't like somebody coming into a.
We are collecting all user requests and ideas directly here on User Voice.
You're on a new platform.
Please either create a new idea or vote for an... we've got a whole voting system.
There's a whole system
here. And then drags me to a website, which they couldn't do on the television, on the computer.
Yeah, they could have dragged you to that website. Like, can you, copy it and send it over to the computer? How are you going to get there? Larcher, you know what, guys? I want Larcher to get to the bottom of this. Perhaps we've said all that needs to be said tonight. And you can get to the bottom of it. That's
you don't want to go on this journey. You just hop it off.
No, it's.
I agree. You're right.
Hey,
soft serve
like
day.
This on National Soft Serve Day. What are we gonna do?
What time is that Dairy Queen till? 10 or 9?
Is Dairy Queen soft serve?
Yes.
Which one?
All of them. Do you ever see them scooping shit out of a bucket?
No.
No, they got a machine. Soft serve, my friend.
Okay.
The best in town.
I've got to get some on my way home for a special lady at home who brought it to my attention. So I took the girls today for it. So now tonight, I have to bring it home. Am I wrong? Like, Lauren sent me a message. She saw it somewhere. And I was like, oh. And we don't give a shit. Normally. However.
She wanted some soft serve.
What it's about is I got the girls some earlier today. Now I have to get her soft serve.
Yeah, well. I don't blame her.
You want to get Dairy Queen?
I'm thinking about it.
I'll buy. But I can't. I don't think I'll drive there and back. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe I'll Uber.
That's what I'm saying.
You can go get an ice cream and hop in an Uber. It's too fucking hot.
Really,
I'm thinking about. Wait, hold on.
It's too hot for ice cream.
What time does Dairy Queen close?
I found 15 places named Dairy Queen.
15.
Tap the one you are looking for. Dairy Queen on West Irving Park Road is open today. From 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Oh, we got time.
I mean, we don't want to waste all the time. Over.
I know you want to end the show. I'm getting there.
No, I want. I'm ready for some Dairy Queen.
I'm always ready for Dairy Queen.
DQ, baby. DQ. I don't know.
You know, I do have some black cherry in the fridge.
Doesn't sound soft. But then again, it is too hot.
Well, America, we have once again reached the conclusion of the program. My name is Alfred Ferdinand Larcher III.
And I am Clark Lawrenson I, the host.
Host of what? Well, you're hosting the drive over to Burger King.
You're watching Facebook.
Dairy Queen.
Oh,
it's the same kingdom.
Yeah, I mean, they did come from the same kingdom. It's part of the show. Like, if you're looking right there next to John Cena over his right shoulder, my name's right there. right there. It's not Al Larcher and his little buddy Clark.
Right. It's
Larcher and Lawrence.
It's no. You say it wrong. It's Larcher and Lawrence. Yeah, see, that sounds like a PBS special.
Lawrence.
Okay, and we're back. Thank you so much for joining us.
Lawrence.
Yeah, that was all right.
Lawrence.
You know, it's you don't want the show to be a monster truck special.
Lawrence.
No, it's Larcher and Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Yeah, you might as well call Maggie back to sing some karaoke tunes in the background.
Wow, too soon. Way too fucking soon, pal. 10 years.
All right. All right, well, I think we're all done. Have a good night, America.
Good night.
Make sure to get some soft serve tonight. Good day. Larcher and Lawrence. Larcher. I don't think that's a song.
What song
did
you think it was?
Everybody dies.